are now listening to Great Songs About Nothing Good.
Doctor. We miss anyone?
Good evening, everyone. You're listening to Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Mr. Shoes. Thank you so much, as always, for tuning in. Hope you had a wonderful Bastille Day and no excessive beheadings occurred. Yeah, I really have no banter because I took a nap and my brain is still catching up. So let's get into it right now with some live dilemma, don't we?
The one.
And of course, you all know that one. That was the Beatles, Oh Darling, from Abbey Road. For that, Los Lobos, The Valley, the lead-off track to their 2006 album, The Town and the City. Wonderful album. And we start off with Bob Dylan live at a concert for Bangladesh, Blowing in the Wind. And let's see. What do we got next? Where's my sheet? Ah, here it is. Cranberries. It's a big hit. And I will say I do have a slight preference for their Fleetwood Mac cover in the soundtrack to Clerks. But that's just me. I know it's an acquired taste. But anyway, here's the Cranberries with the big number that did them big in a big way back in the big year of 1994. We'll be right back.
the side and hollow sky. He says the stars blow out tonight. He says the city's ripped back sides. He says the winding ocean drive. And everything was made for you and me. All of it was made for you and me. Cause it just belongs to you and me. So let's take a ride and see what's mine.
Blue moon. saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. Heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for.
That's an absolute favorite of mine. It's Elvis Presley, of course. The song doesn't get a lot of play, but that was Blue Moon from his self-titled album, Elvis Presley. Two things about that song. It's a cornerstone of Jim Jarmusch's Mystery Train film, and that film is just a delight from start to finish. Steve Buscemi, Joe Strummer, It's such a well put together film, and it's worth a watch if you get the chance. And Liam Gallagher's post Oasis outfit BDI did a cover of that song, and it was, well, we'll be diplomatic and say it was adequate. For that, we had the Yardbirds' "For Your Love," taken from Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. You heard a bit of the dialogue there, and that's it's a toe tapper, but it made Eric Clapton leave the band because he thought they weren't being authentic, man. But we all know about Eric Clapton and his opinions on things. For that, Iggy Pop, The Passenger from Lust for Life. I was originally going to play Chocolate Drops from his new album, Post-Pop Depression, which is a fantastic return to form for the man, and it's absolutely worth tracking down. But the lyrics had just enough utterances of certain words that I didn't feel like editing them all out. So I took the coward's way out and played a song that we all know and enjoy. And we start off with the Cranberries, Zombie from No Need to Argue, 1994. And that'll bring us to the bottom of the hour here on Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford and the legally mandated PSA. The Don't Drink and Drive PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Moving right along, we're going to have a song. We have a song that exemplifies the spirit of that old saying, caveat emptor.
I took my troubles down to Madame Ruth. You know that gypsy with the gold-cap tooth. She's got a pad on 34th and Vine, selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said, what you need is love potion number 9. She bent down and turned around and gave me a wink. She said, I'm gonna mix it up right here in the sink. It smelled like turpentine and looked like India ink. I held closed my eyes.
I took a drink.
I didn't know it was a day or night. I started kissing everything in sight. But when I kissed a cop at 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of love potion number 9. I held my nose, I closed my eyes.
I took a drink.
I didn't know it was a day or night. I started kissing everything in sight. But when I kissed a cop at 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of love potion number 9. Love potion number 9.
We'll be right back. of a girl.
Yeah!
William eventually saw the sailboat. Suzanne by Weezer. A song that was recorded while they were working on the Blue album, but eventually found a home. First on the Mallrats soundtrack, my personal favorite of those movies, and eventually on the deluxe expanded edition of the Blue album because, you know, it had to have an expanded edition. Before that, the Ramones, Let's Go from the Wrongly Maligned End of the Century album. Nirvana with a live version of Smells Like Teen Spirit from the Muddy Banks of the Wishka. And we start off with the Clovers, Love Potion number 9, a song covered to greater effect, I believe, by the Searchers. But that's just me. Moving along, we have some local flavor. This is the Dyer Honeys, folk trio from Western Mass. I saw them perform at the Dreamaway Lodge in Beckett some years ago, and it was a fantastic show. They don't do much performing these days, but if you get a chance, see them. And I put the song in the batting order because on July 3rd, I saw Jaws on the big screen at the Rattle Theater. It was a good time. And there's, of course, there's that, you know, indelible monologue by Robert Shaw's character, Quint, talking about, you know, his time on the USS Indianapolis and the sinking and the sharks and the atomic bomb, the whole thing. I don't need to go into great detail. You can watch it yourself. But this is a song about that particular incident, and it's the final track from their EP. And, you know, I'm going to stop babbling because it's a song I truly, truly enjoy, and I sincerely hope you will as well.
Defend. Let me sing. Care
She Wanted to Leave from The Mollusk, my favorite album of theirs. For that, Simon and Garfunkel, Condor Pasa, If I Could, Paul Simon, lifted the melody from, well, it's a long-standing folk song in South America, covered by many individuals. The version I'm familiar with, aside from the English language one, is one by Gilbert Favre and Angel Parra from Chile. Let's see, what do we have before that? Before that, we had the Dire Honeys, Shark USS Indianapolis from the Dire Honeys EP. And, yeah, that'll put you in a swimming mood. Hardy, har, har, har. So on and so forth. Anyway, that's going to do it for us here on Great Songs But Nothing Good. On WMFO in Medford, I'm Mr. Shoes. Thank you so much for tuning in. Sorry if I sounded a bit off my game this evening. That late afternoon nap never really left me. But tune in next week for more of the same, except slightly different and a bit more peppy. How about that? So we're going to close it, as we always do, with our national anthem.
Betis, dos, Málaga, dos.